Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Tuesday, guys. Let's just jump right on into this. I feel like I kind of have a lot to talk about, and it's going to be a little bit all over the place. Let me know how you guys are liking this new audio situation. I feel like it sounds really good, and I'm not gonna lie, having these headphones in my ear and this brand new setup makes me feel like an official podcaster, okay? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Just checking in with you guys to see how you guys are doing, and I hope you guys are doing well. I feel like the world is definitely opening up again, right? Like, come on. I know you guys can definitely sense it in the atmosphere where it's just like, I don't know, it feels really good. Feels like Shawn Mendes' song. You know that song that he has and he's like, something is on my bones. Oh God, I'm not doing it justice. But if you guys know his song where he's like, something big is happening out of my control and like I feel it in my bones sort of thing. That is how I feel. That is exactly how I feel right now. So I hope you guys are still, I hope you guys are actually are feeling that energy. And I hope you're following me on Instagram. I have some reels and stuff more, like more content that I'm going to be posting. And I don't know, I kind of been playing with the apps lately and I really want my videos to be super cool. I think when you are a perfectionist, then of course you do have the tendency to procrastinate and things like that. And yeah, because you want it to come out so perfect. And I think I'm just like, I go through a million different processes in my head before I actually shoot something. And sometimes it kind of screws me over because then I end up prolonging things and procrastinating to do them. But I'm like always thinking about it. And it's this weird dichotomy of being a super ambitious, determined person, but still having the tendency to procrastinate because of my perfectionism, which is on a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Realistic or idealistic side. I know that perfection isn't achievable, but then I justify it and I tell myself, okay, but it's my version of perfectionism. And that's technically for everyone. I mean, at least I'm speaking for myself. I don't place that much emphasis mainly on what other people care about more than what I feel like I care about for me. And that is definitely what is my driving force, pretty much, I would say, before I care about other people think. Because I do care about what other people think, but it's mainly what I think first. Anyways, yes, make sure you follow me on Instagram. And yes, I will be having more content on my channel, of course, soon. We are so close to 200K, guys. I'm so excited. Like, you guys have no idea how excited I am. I'm definitely going to celebrate this time because I feel like when I hit 100K, I didn't really celebrate it that much. And you kind of get wrapped up into this world of, oh, yay, like I'm happy, but what's next? And it's a toxic place to be in because you're just striving, 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 that you never have, you don't have the ability to really be present. And I think that's something that people that have a platform tend to struggle with. And of course, that includes myself. So today, I kind of want to talk about a bunch of things, really. And I just kind of want to, I guess I'm going to title it, do what you want and do whatever makes you happy. And I feel led to talk about this because I think that so many of us place so much emphasis on maybe what other people are going to think, or maybe we think to ourselves, okay, I've wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. Let me tell you guys, or give you guys some history or context on myself. So
Fun fact, because I always let you guys in on stuff before it honestly hits anyone else. It's kind of like a reward for listening to my podcast. You guys always get to know a little bit more extra info. It's definitely, I would say out of all my platforms, this is definitely the most candid one. And I love that energy and I love that vibe. So basically, I had a total number of 3 channels. So my first channel ever, which also is the same name, really. You guys can't find it because it's not an actual channel, really. That was like a makeup channel. And I deleted all my videos on that channel and stuff because I, especially at that time, it was mainly based around makeup and things like that. And I kind of just felt like I wasn't able to express my personality. I felt like I had to fit this mold of, hey guys, welcome back to my channel. So today I'm going to do this look. And so I'm going to use this product. And I remember when I was in college, I had like this girl in my class. She would come over, she'd help me film and things like that. And she was amazing. But I kind of just felt like very unfulfilled. And then at the same time, I was just starting out. It was so overwhelming for me to try and figure out how to edit makeup videos and things like that. And it just shockingly, something that I always felt like I wanted to do, which was I wanted to show people how to do makeup on YouTube. And I also used to be a freelance makeup artist. I was doing weddings and things like that, like proms, graduations. I've done it. And I was like, yes, like I want to be like a celebrity makeup artist or something like that. And I really thought that's what I wanted to do. I mean, so much so that there was one point in my second semester of freshman year where I was considering dropping out because I was like, I'm going to be a celebrity makeup artist. And one of my brother's friends had ill-advised me, like encouraging me like, yeah, girl, just do it, because she was a hairstylist. And she was like, yeah, like school isn't for everyone. And the thing is, yes, that is true. School is not for everyone. However, school was definitely for someone like me. I do like structure and things like that. And I am very good at school for the most part and having that structure. Of course, I don't like tests and I don't like homework, but I did for the most part enjoy going when, of course, it was something that I wanted to do. I mean, math is a whole other beast. I was never good at math. I'm definitely a creative through and through. However, I remember at the time I had a mentor and he was from my church, and I remember telling him like, yeah, I think I'm just going to drop out. And I remember him saying, what? Like, Aisha, no, you are not going to do that. And thankfully he advised against it. Also, I don't even think that would have gone far anyway, because my parents probably would not have allowed me to do that anyway. And thank God, you know, that didn't happen, where I didn't drop out to think I was going to become a celebrity makeup artist. Because obviously God had other plans and I'm so grateful for that. So yeah, that was that. And it was very overwhelming because I couldn't really figure out the editing. I couldn't figure out the process. Now, filming makeup tutorials, especially back then, like, you would end up filming, at least for me, like over an hour long worth of footage. And I was just learning everything. I was learning how to edit. I downloaded Final Cut like way back when, in like 2012, I believe. Yeah, 2012 is when I downloaded it, because that's when I graduated high school. And then it was just such a learning curve for me. I was just kind of just sitting on that, trying to figure out how to edit and things like that. And then in addition to that, I was trying to figure out a way to film the makeup like process and make it as concise as possible so that the editing process would be good. And you know, if you are someone that is aspiring to be a digital creator or whatever, you will, like, it comes with time where you will learn. You know, you go through this learning curve of like multiple different things. One, it's finding your niche. You kind of have content that's miscellaneous, whether it's starting out with a story time, a get ready with me, a makeup tutorial, you try a whole bunch of different things and you kind of see what sticks. And eventually you will evolve and find your niche, and then you'll find your niche for a little bit, and then you'll also change. And then in addition to that, you also will learn tips and tricks, you know, here and there, whether it's how to edit a thumbnail, whether it's also what I find to be extremely important, which is becoming a good auditor of your own content, meaning you need to be able to gauge what should and shouldn't be in your video. And that's hard to do in the beginning because you think that everything needs to be in there. Everything is important because it's you. And especially if you do the editing process and filming process in one day, which eventually kind of becomes a little unattainable because you kind of need fresh eyes so that you can go back and watch the footage and kind of see. And a good way to gauge that is the second you find yourself wandering onto your phone while you're watching your own content, that's kind of an indicator of, okay, maybe that's something I can clip out. Every single and pause and all of these things need to be cut out because people have short attention spans and they need to, you know, constantly be engaged in things like that. And that's why personally, I'm so grateful for YouTube being my number one platform because it feels very good to know that people genuinely care about what it is that I have to say. And even with my podcast, like just having an audience for on here is just so amazing to me that people just even want to listen to what I have to say without even seeing my face at all. I think that's just so amazing and I'm so grateful for that. So back to what I was saying. So I started out with that makeup channel, didn't really feel fulfilling. So one day while I was in like college, I stayed after class and I ended up hanging out after, I don't remember what I was doing, but I ended up meeting my friend Dustin. And my like main two guy friends, like the only two guy friends that I really have are my friends, Den and Dustin. And hey guys, if you're listening to this, they're probably not, but yeah, they're my friends, Den and Dustin, and they're brothers and they have their own channel and everything. And, so yeah, I also did a podcast with them guys. It's my actual number, like definitely one of the best, podcasts that I have. And like so far the favorite, which is where I interview them and I ask them a whole bunch of questions that you guys actually have submitted. So make sure that you guys check that out. I will also link it, down below so that you guys can check it out. But yeah, I stayed after class and I ended up meeting, Dustin. It's so confusing sometimes because their names sound so similar. And he like did skits and things like that. So I was like, I kind of wanted to show my personality. So how about I do like skits and things like that? Yeah, like that's what I want to do. And especially around that time too, skits and things like that on Instagram were really like in its prime. Like that was like the thing to do. So I was like, this is perfect because I've always wanted to act. Like that was my number one passion. Like mainstream TV and entertainment, I'm going to let you guys know, is my number one passion. Even before YouTube. Yes. So my number one passion, like when I was growing up and when I was like 5 years old and everyone was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? YouTube didn't exist when I was five. Like it actually didn't even exist. You know what I mean? I don't think YouTube really came out, you know, until maybe 2009. I could be wrong, but yeah, like I was five in like the, I don't even know. I'm not even going to see case in point. I'm not good at math. In 2009, I was in ninth grade. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I was basically just like, okay, like this is perfect because I can now showcase my animated personality and things like that and showcase my acting ability. So then I ended up doing a skit with him and his brother, Den, came. So fast forward, I remember that's how I like met Den initially. I didn't know Den. I only knew Dustin at the time. And Den basically had reached out to me and was like, hey, like I have an idea. Do you want to start a channel together? And I'm like, absolutely. Like this should be interesting because we like the same things. He's like, we get along so well, Den and I, like literally, like I love the both of them. I genuinely do. I love the Mooney Bros. Like I absolutely do. And they're just such genuine, amazing people. And, that's also hard to come by too. You know what I mean? Especially with like guy friends and things like that. I've always been a girl's girl. I never really had, you know, guy friends really like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I actually got to know Den by having a channel with him. So Den and I basically, we had like reaction videos, things like that. Our channel still does exist. It's called Den and Aisha, but obviously we don't like upload to it or anything like that. And there aren't many videos on there or anything like that because we, you know, just evolved into doing our own content. And it was just such an amazing experience. And, you know, I speak to Den like, pretty like often too, like, and we've been, you know, friends for such a long time now. I actually just spoke to him yesterday, actually. Yeah. And it's just like, one, it's nice to have people that are like kind of in the same industry and that are so genuine. And the point is that I thought at one point that that's what I wanted to do until it just for some reason didn't feel fulfilling to me. It all of a sudden felt like I was maybe like a character, and I felt like I wasn't, like, I felt like there was no balance between, you know, acting and things like that, and also like my happiness. I just went through a phase, you know, I was 23. I had definitely in, I would say, a quarter life crisis. 23 was a bad age for me. I don't know what it is. It was so confusing. It was what I would say the beginning of life starting to like feel hard for me for a plethora of reasons that I don't even really necessarily care to divulge, you know, but I just genuinely feel like, okay, that's when life started to feel like, whoa, hard for me. And I just don't know why. It was just so confusing. I felt all this pressure, of course, you know, like, what am I doing? Like, you know, where is my life going to be? I'm 23 years old. Like, and, you know, you kind of do sometimes compare and you're just like, oh man, like this, you know, person is, you know, younger and they're successful. And it's like, oh my gosh, like I'm so happy for them. But like, when is it going to happen for me? Or like, what do I need to do? Or you kind of feel like, did I miss the boat? Like you find yourself in this position where you're like, okay, well, at least for me, I was like, okay, 2012 was like a really good year for a lot of people to blow up on YouTube. And then I also noticed like 2016 was like a good year. 2017, 2018 was a good year. And I remember thinking 2018 is when I came out of my channel. You know what I mean? So that's actually pretty cool. But I remember thinking before my channel came out, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, like, did I miss the boat? Oh, I wish I would have just started my channel when I was in high school. If I started my channel in 2012, then it would have been this. It would have been that. And it's like literally when they say eyesight, or hindsight is 2020. Yeah, I think that's what it is. So true, angels. It is so true. You really, it's like you have to experience things. And it's like no matter what someone advises you, tells you, suggests, there are lessons and things in life that are so tailored to you. Only you can experience them, and only you has to go through them in order to like learn certain things, no matter what it is that anyone says to you. And so that's what it was for me. And that was also around the time, like, I think overall, like my spiritual journey and my journey of starting to incorporate and expose myself to affirmations, meditation, things like that is when I was 21. And when I was 23, I was still off and on incorporating these things, but everything that I desired felt so far from me that it felt out of reach. And I was so lost and confused. And I felt like I also was in a place where I was like gaining a lot of weight, and it was like a lot of emotional stress. And even though I was working out, for some reason, I just couldn't shake the weight or anything. And it was just a very confusing time for me. And, so then, you know, fast forward, ultimately, when I was like 24, I remember, yeah, I was 24 when I started my now third channel, which is so significant to me because my life path number, if you guys know anything about life path numbers and things like that, my life path number is actually 3. And actually, I should Google that so I can tell you guys exactly what that means. Give me 1 second. I want to actually look this up so I can tell you guys. So we're going to type in life path number 3, meaning, let's see. Ah, so it says life path number 3 is a strong vibration, one of creative self-expression, independence, playfulness, and communication. Those with the life path number 3 tend to be more optimistic, extremely generous and giving souls, and are able to find the positive in everything around them, which makes a lot of sense because I consider myself to be a stubborn optimist. And I always say that. And you guys can kind of Google like a life path number calculator, and It's free on the internet, and it will tell you about yourself. And of course, you take what applies to you and you like leave the rest. Like, I wouldn't look to this stuff as like the savior of like, oh my God, like this is exactly what it is. Cause, and you know, sometimes depending on where you are in life, you do tend to align yourself with things because you're looking for answers. So again, just take everything that applies and leave the rest. And the point is, 3 is a very significant number to me. Okay. I had 3 channels total, which includes the one that I have now. I have 3 platforms, which is, you know, my podcast, my Instagram, and my YouTube channel. And, I will have like way more probably like in the future and things like that. But the point is that 3 is my lucky number. And I just also feel like throughout this process of what I have learned is that as you evolve and as you grow, your mind is going to change. What makes you happy or what made you happy is subject to change, and it's okay. Give yourself that grace. Give yourself that room to grow, especially in this community where, you know, initially I started out kind of, you know, pushing out that like glow up, level up type of content. And then I realized, I'm like, you know what? I'm still all for, you know, what I now call like the refining, you know, journey. However, I want to make sure that with my platform, I'm contributing to a positive space here. It's such a powerful thing to have a platform. And I think that it's not something that I take for granted. And I understand my responsibility as a creator and as someone that has a platform. So I'm going to always, to the best of my ability, use it for good. And to the best of my ability, be mindful of what it is that I say. But of course, as I evolve as an individual, things are subject to change. And again, I've said this time and time again, when you're on the internet, sometimes people, they give you very little, you know, wiggle room. You know what I mean? Where it's like, last week you said you liked pink and this week you're saying you like blue. So I feel like you've changed. You know what I mean? And not necessarily that is the case for me. But what I'm saying is I want you guys to understand that it's okay to change. And the only people that are not okay with you changing are just people that are stagnant people. People that they want to hold this idea of you from the past or something, and they want to dangle it over your head. Oh, girl, well, you think you're better now because you, you know, eat healthy all of a sudden. Or, oh, you think you're better now because you want to focus on your career. Like, let's not forget when you used to go to bed at 6 a.m. and you used to eat McDonald's. And it's only people that want to hold the past version of yourself over your head. They are stagnant people. They don't want to grow. They're not happy people, because I always say happy people do not do certain things. Happy people do not engage in, you know, excess gossiping or even really gossiping, period. Happy people are not obsessed over versions of, you know, people in the past or things like that. Like, you ever have like a friend or something, or maybe an ex friend where it's like they get mad at you, and then all of a sudden when things boil over, they all of a sudden have like this like checks and balances thing where they can specify these alleged things that you said or alleged things that you did, and it's like dated to the hour, the time, and the day. And it's like, girl, how do you even remember all of these said events and things like that when that doesn't make sense? True friends do not clock every, you know, their friends' actions. It just, that's not how genuine friendship goes. So anytime you find yourself in a position where, let's say you're in an argument with someone and they're like, oh yeah, well, remember on Thursday, you know, the 22nd of January, you said at 7 p.m. that you were going to stay home. And then I saw you on Instagram and you were posting. And it's like, okay, well, how do you know that wasn't an old video? 1. And 2, like, why are you trying to make it seem like this was done out of malicious? Like, whatever the case is, like, let's say that genuinely wasn't your intention or the circumstances changed. Like, you don't know. And this person is like bringing this up. And it's like, how do you even genuinely remember that? And it's always just like it's like instance after instance. That is not a friend. That is not an example of someone that's happy. Anyone that has time to clock something that everyone has done, first of all, probably is lying a lot of the time. There's some sort of psychopathy there that needs to be checked. I'm sorry. And two, it's just not a genuine friend, because either that person is sticking around because they want to study you. You know what I mean? Watch out for people that want to study you, because when someone is, everyone's path is different. And that's why comparison is the thief of joy. You don't know what someone had to do. You don't know what tests they had to endure to get to where they are. So for you to be, that's why jealousy, it doesn't make sense to me, because it's like, how can you be jealous of someone? You don't know their life. I don't care how much money someone has or the fame that they may have attained. That doesn't necessarily mean that their life is issue free. Like, you know what I mean? And that's why jealousy is not a sensible thing. Jealousy is a direct result of you're unhappy. You're comparing yourself. You feel like, well, I deserve this. That individual doesn't deserve that. You know, I want what that person has. And that's not a good way to think, because then your people that are jealous are also victims. Ugh. Well, why does she get that and I don't? Why does he have that and I don't? That's what jealousy does. Jealous people, of course, this goes without saying, are unhappy people. You're going to have to do whatever you want. And guess what? When you do what you want, it's going to piss off some people, okay? And it's going to piss off the right people, I should say. And I say the right people because the people that are for you are not going to be like this. Is that even the right way to say it? I guess it's going to piss off, yeah, the wrong people for you. The right people are going to stick by you. The right people are going to be the friends that are elastic, okay? And they understand how it is to be a true friend. And you know what is so important, angels? I don't think enough of us understand, honestly, true friendship. Not that many people even understand that true friendship has to have elasticity or flexibility. I'm sure I've mentioned this in a video before. And the reason why this is so important is because why? Life changes. Things are seasonal. And you need to be around people that, and you only know if people are capable of withstanding the friend test. And it's not something that you're going to purposely go out of your way to test, but it's just as life naturally progresses, you know, circumstances change. People, especially the older you get, right? I'm at the age now where some of my friends are getting engaged. Some of them are in long-term relationships. Some of them are single. Like, there is a melting pot here of so many different circumstances, and there's quite a few of us. And so you're going to maybe sometimes be closer to one than maybe the other, or maybe you have your one person in your friend group that you maybe are closer to in your friend group. That's fine. But what do you do when circumstances change? Can a week go by, or maybe even a month go by, without one of you feeling like, I wonder if she's mad at me? Or you start having this downward spiral of conversations and things like that that may have transpired in the past that maybe you haven't addressed, or maybe you find yourself spiraling and thinking of circumstances where, you know, this person, your friend, could be upset at you, or they could be, or you could be upset at them, whatever the case is, vice versa. Like, once you find yourself in a position like that, you have a problem. And it's not in Houston. I've never understood things like that. And for me, you know, different people require different things as it pertains to friendship. Some people, they require your physical presence, and that's very important. And sometimes that's too demanding. If you are in a place where, you know, different people have different thresholds for things, whether that be chaos, whether that be anger, what angers them, what makes them tick, frightens, whatever emotion, everyone has a different threshold. So when it comes to friendships and even relationships, people have different thresholds for what they deem as maybe happiness or even disrespect. So if you have a friend where, let's say, you know, you're just out of it, and maybe your way of dealing with a you know, traumatizing time in your life is shutting down. And your friend, instead of being understanding of that, could be like, oh, well, I guess we're not friends anymore because you're not talking to me, instead of kind of letting you do your own thing and grow and then coming back when you're more able to, you know, verbalize what it is that you're going through. Because, Angel, sometimes there will be times in your life where you're going through something and you can't even define it. And that's also a test to see who can withstand times like that. True relationships have challenges and ups and downs, but the relationships that survive, whether it be platonic or romantic, are the ones that have the understanding and the elasticity and flexibility that there will be highs and lows. As long as the outlook or the understanding and the morals and integrity and things like that are aligned, then you shouldn't really have too many issues, okay? I remember when I was like super young and I was like in elementary school and I used to be friends with this girl, and it was weird. It's like there was this weird competitive energy where it was like if I didn't like say hi to her, maybe like I was busy, like kind of in my own world. I'm kind of always in my own world. And I felt like she would actually go out of her way to not speak to me if she like passed by me or something, because she would internalize maybe like me, maybe her feeling like I didn't speak to her first as, oh, I'm mad at her. So she would like kind of turn it into this game where it's like, who's going to say hi to who first? And it was just a very toxic, you know, I guess, quote unquote, friendship dynamic, which is why it didn't pass the age of like 8 years old, essentially, or maybe even 9, because that's not a healthy relationship to have with anyone. You know, even romantic dynamics where you're just walking on eggshells. What is happening? Nobody deserves to be walking on eggshells with anybody. I think that everyone deserves a relationship, healthy friendship, healthy, you know, romantic relationship where they are being understood. And you don't have this lingering fear of, oh my gosh, if I don't catch up with this person every week, they're going to think I'm not their friend anymore. Or 3 days go by and, oh my gosh, let me check in to make sure that I didn't do anything wrong. Or, you know what I mean? Like, people like that are emotionally, like, they're emotional terrorists. Yeah, I said it. They are. And we all have experienced people in life that are like that, where it's like they just love a good pity party, right? Let's all check in. Oh, like, how are you feeling? Are you sad? Like, girl, get it together. Because in life, angels, if there's one thing out of all of the things that I've ever said on my platform, you are your own rescue. And it takes time to fully accept this and understand this and kind of have the know-how of the direction you're going to go, right? That's all you really need in the beginning. First of all, it's the acknowledgement of where your issues lie and you know, childhood traumas, things like that, triggers and things like that. And that's just the beginning, so that you can formulate the know-how of, okay, I know what it is that I need to implement in order to change in my life. And this actually is very relevant as it pertains to do what makes you freaking happy. Because the older that you become, you realize that you don't care about a lot of things that people have to say. Why? Because you kind of look at them like screaming babies, where you just all of a sudden get fed up of like the same old. And if you're someone that is a follower on my platform, I think it's safe to assume that you are a progressive person. And I think that's a huge step within itself, where it's kind of just like you have the understanding that it's like, okay, life changes, circumstances change. You can't be around someone all the time. And the second circumstances change and that friend, that boyfriend can't kind of, you know, go with the flow of things, that's a red flag to me. People that can't accept change, people that are constantly holding the past version of yourself over your head, these are not progressive people. These are not people that are getting with the times. More than likely, these are people that have some sort of, you know, issue, okay? Whether that's even psychological, it doesn't have to be a permanent diagnosis, but everyone, I'm sure, has experienced anxiety or even depression at certain points in their lives. There's no, like, stigma, personally, at least on this platform. There's no stigma behind that, literally at all. There's no shame in admitting, hey, I'm going through something right now. And I'm definitely the first person to be like, listen, I'm going through something right now and I know how I operate. I do communicate with my friends and things like that, and they know how I am. And, you know, I mean, and my friends are pretty much my family at this point in my life, but it's just like, again, I'm just really driving this point home because I really want you angels to have the understanding that you need to do what's going to make you happy and have balance in that. Also, a lot of people, and not sitting here trying to sanctify myself or hold myself on a pedestal. What I'm here to do is just honestly just offer my opinion and my advice on things that I've observed and that I think are very thought-provoking. I want you guys, every little thing counts as it pertains to your happiness. Because it is those friends and those relationships and maybe even your parents and, you know, different pressures, societal pressures, and it's important for us to identify what can we alternate, enhance, and eliminate, honestly. Think about that. I think that's so important because then how are you going to implement change if you're not exactly sure? And then also we have to understand there's going to be times in our life too that call for solitude. It sucks. It does. I never said like, oh yeah, it's so fun being alone. In the beginning, it's going to suck. It's going to feel lonely. You're going to victimize yourself and you're going to be like, why me? Then out of that is going to come strength. You will not understand how strong you are until you're tested. Nobody can learn lessons for you. Nobody. They just cannot. You have to, there are circumstances for all of us that are tailored to each and every one of us as unique as our fingerprint. Honestly. Yeah. Uh-huh. That unique. And I think the second that we step out of that, you know, victim mentality and we understand, wait a minute, let me try and observe here. What can I control instead of constantly rehashing and complaining about how unfortunate life is, why you have no friends, why you're still a virgin, why you never kissed a boy, why no one asked you to prom, like all of these different things. And especially if you're over the age of 25, enough, enough, okay? And you know, I know a lot of the times too, people say like, oh my God, Aisha, you're just so tough, like tough love. I am tough love. Okay. I do consider myself to be quite diplomatic because I don't seek out to hurt people's feelings. Like I don't find pleasure in that. However, I have the understanding that no one is going to change being coddled. Either you have to be extremely sick of your circumstances or you're going to have to be subject to an open and hopefully receptive to hearing the truth. And understanding that there is no easy way to change. Everybody is going to go through growing pains. And doing and discovering what makes you happy is going to come with challenges, trial, error, judgment, failure, second-guessing yourself, doubt, imposter syndrome, procrastination, highs and lows, okay? Honestly, truly, genuinely, and these are all things that I have experienced. So I just want you guys to know that all of these things are still very, very normal, okay? You're going to experience, especially the more high achieving that you are, you're gonna have to get comfortable with understanding that sometimes people are just miserable. Whether you're working that 9-to-5 job and you have, you know, and forgive me if your name is Sarah and you're my subscriber, but I'm just going to use this as an example. You know, you have like Sarah in the corner here in the corner cubicle staring at you, giving you the death eye. And every chance she gets, she's trying to, you know, get you fired and clock everything you're doing because she wants your position. Okay. Or she just randomly wants to get you fired and you completely feel like, okay, this is not making sense here. Why am I the target? And you know, not for nothing. I remember when I was working at one of my old jobs, and it just literally, I felt like I couldn't be myself. And I was telling one of my friends this. I said, listen, anytime I find myself in a circumstance, I don't care who you are, where I feel like I have to muffle my personality, I'm leaving. I'm now at that big age where I can identify when I need to check out and I need to go. Okay. And it's going to take some experience for you to come to that realization and actually act on it as soon as you realize it. Because a lot of us realize things. Hello, been there. I'm not better than anybody. Been there, done that too. Okay. And, you know, life has its courses. Believe me. Okay. I have not arrived. At the end of the day, just because you know something is bad for you doesn't mean you're just going to leave. We all know junk food is bad for us, but it's not enough to make us stop eating it. Now, is it? So think of it in the same way as it pertains to life and people and relationships. It's not easy. It's easy for me to sit, you know, on the, you know, and you're listening to me right now and be like, leave him, like break up with him. He did this and like you deserve better. Of course, it's easy for me to say that, especially when I'm objective. But I also understand that different people are at different points in their life. And as it pertains to friends and doing what makes you happy, don't judge your friends because they're at a different point than you. Really, like, have the balance, angels. I want to push balance in everything to assess when you need to, you know, kind of step back a little bit, or when you actually need to leave and be done with the situation because it's just irreconcilable. Know the difference. Okay. And understand that when people are going through things in life that they may not even be able to articulate, there's a difference between getting mad at them for being in a bad place, which makes no sense, and that person just being, you know, in a place that you know, okay, this is the turning point where I don't think this is ever really going to work out, because that is a possibility as well. But why is it that we're so quick to cut off some of our friends with certain things, but you're not leaving that guy? But we don't want to talk about that now, do we? We need to unpack here, but that's another episode within itself. Again, all of these things contribute to our happiness. What makes you happy? And you know what's going to make you happy, angels? Purpose. Purpose. You're not going to be problematic in drama. You don't have the time if you are in your purpose. What do people do when they're distracted? They're either engaging in recreational drugs. They are either drinking excessively. They're probably, it could even be going out to dinners every night. It could easily be, you know, maybe you're going out for walks when you know you have something else to do, because your body is just trying to create. And I've been there where it's just like you distract yourself from things, and it's because there's something else that you're supposed to be doing, whether that's overeating as well. What emotion are you covering up? What is it that you should be doing instead? Okay. And it's very difficult. Okay. I am very aware of that. It's very difficult. Okay. But as long as you just keep pushing through, and the more determined that you are, you're going to reach this conclusion where you're just like, it's me, or it's me pleasing everybody. And let me tell you something, you really will not please everybody. Some people are just determined to misunderstand you, and you gotta be okay with it, okay? And let misery lay where it lays, okay? Let people, because think about it, like I said, happy people don't do certain things. That includes you, babe. If you're a happy person, you're not gonna stay and gossip with, you know, one of your friends for, you know, a million hours about how you're secretly not really friends with your mutual friend. Like this, it doesn't make sense. Nothing about that is fulfilling in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't make sense. You're wasting all that energy in engaging in toxic behaviors, and you're not thinking about what's going to make you happy. And this is why I said, do what makes you happy, because I think some of us are so used to the chaos and the pain of just regular stressors of life that we don't even we're so functioning in it that we don't see any other way out. We don't even know what happiness, true happiness, even feels like, or even whether or not to truly strive for it, because, well, you just feel like, well, this is life and this is just how life is. Okay. And I'm a dreamer. I believe in magic, you know, meaning like the magic of God and Jesus and, you know, whatever people believe in, the universe, whatever it is. I believe in things like that. And I think that, in a sense, like childlike faith and nature is what kind of keeps me going. I'm not going to lie. And it allows me to still keep a soft heart in, you know, a tough world and in a world that's full of a lot of experiences and different types of people and things like that. I think it's important to embody this even as it pertains to creatives, okay? Understand at the end of the day that when you're doing what's making you happy, genuinely, you're not going to engage in certain behaviors. Relationships are a choice. Always remember that, okay? Even if you're not ready to leave that situation, that friendship right now, start making the preparations mentally, okay? Because it's a choice at the end of the day. And it's kind of just like, at some point, you should reach a point where you're just like, okay, I am tired of complaining about the same thing over and over again. I kind of just want things to change. I want the circumstances to change. Because sometimes people just like to complain over and over again with no resolution. And these are, again, non-progressive people. It's sad. They just want to be heard over and over again because they don't realize it, but they enjoy that chaos. They have to. And it's not like a conscious decision all the time where it's like, yes, I love this madness. I love this chaos. I love it. It's kind of just like that's all they know. So for them, because that's the norm, they don't think twice about it. They don't see that they're being problematic. They don't see that they're complaining over this guy that's constantly ignoring them and doing all these things. And they can kind of, not that it's easy, but the option is there to just be like done. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't say tomorrow. I didn't say tonight. I didn't say it in an hour, but their option is there. And a lot of the times, the easiest answer is just the right one a lot of the times, because also a lot of the times the truth is simple. A lot. I didn't say all the time. I said a lot of the times the truth is simple. And, you know, the easiest answer, in my opinion, is a lot of the times the right one. Okay. Again, not all the time, but a lot of the times, in my opinion, where it's kind of just like an ABC sort of situation where it's like, okay, this is it, put simply. You're with this guy, he ignores your feelings, invalidates your feelings, constantly disrespects you, doesn't really do anything, and you are not ready to leave this person. Obviously, it's so easy to be like, leave him. Cool, we got that. We obviously know that. And you know that too. You know, you weren't aware that this is, you know, all that you were going to sign up for. However, the easiest answer, which is the right one, is to leave. But you just have to start making those preparations. I think we start to create our own chaos and drama where we're trying to like make it work. I don't want to make any type of relationship work that has all of these flaws that all signs are pointing to, you gotta be done with it, okay? Abort mission. And I'm just sticking around, because it's causing, if you guys don't think that these things have a collateral damage or, you know, some sort of effect on you, you guys are mistaken, because there is always, you know, an after effect of anything that you experience, lessons and blessings. There's always some sort of after effect. And that's why I think it's so important that we really start to place value on doing what makes us happy. And no, I'm not talking about making other people feel bad. I'm talking about the pure, I guess I would say, like, innocence of really thriving at something that you enjoy, or the self-discovery process. I think we all need to start considering, like, what is going to make me happy? Because we all know, like, you know, I guess they say science says that We go towards what's familiar and not what makes us happy. And that's why women usually go back to an ex before they would rather talk to a whole other guy. Why? Because we know what the other guy is going to be doing. We know it's the devil we know, right? As opposed to starting over with someone new, it's like, oh, but he already knows me and he already knows like what I like. He knows my body. I'm comfortable with him. Yes, he's like a jerk, but like I don't want to like chance it with someone else. You can chance it with someone else and it could be better. It could hopefully it wouldn't be worse. But the point is that we have to start pushing ourselves in the right direction because life is already tricky and comes with trials and tribulations. I think we need to start getting out of our own way, okay? So I just want to encourage you guys and remind you guys to do what makes you happy. Discover what makes you happy and really actually start to think about that. So that is the end of this podcast, angels. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I will speak to you guys next week. I love you so much. Mwah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.